Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks Best Source, and it's time for your morning update for this Wednesday, August 3rd, brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Now, your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots, and will be ready to come to its brand new forever home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, please contact them at cofpets.com. That's cofpets.com. Circle of Friends, by the way, is also hiring. Tell you what a great way to make your family complete. Do it by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call 701-775-3732. Well, our weather today, partly cloudy and breezy. Darn right windy right now. Not as warm as yesterday either. High today right around 78 degrees. Grand Forks City Council held another meeting Monday regarding the proposed Fufang project. Plant members met behind closed doors to discuss strategy over litigation aimed at stopping the project. The development agreement includes a $5 million letter of credit in case the project fails to materialize. Now, during the public comment period of the meeting, numerous people continued to raise concerns over the company's ties to China. Several electric leaders have joined the city in asking for a review by the Committee on Foreign Investments to determine if there is a security risk moving forward. And electric scooters will soon be riding around Grand Forks. City Council gave final approval to an ordinance allowing the devices on most streets and sidewalks. Scooters would not be allowed on downtown sidewalks. Bird Rides Incorporated would operate the scooters here in Grand Forks. While filing for Crookston School Board and Crookston City Council and Mayor, general election started yesterday. It'll close Tuesday, August 16th. Only one person filed yesterday. Now, for mayor, the current seat is held by Dale Stainbrook. Clayton Briggs, who's a current Crookston City Councilman in Ward 3, has filed for mayor. In Ward 2, the current seat held by Steve Erickson, who said he won't run again. No filings yesterday. Ward 4, current seat held by Don Cavalier. No filings. Ward 6, currently held by Dylan Klatt. No filings. And the council member at large is... currently being held by Tom Vedbrotten, and no filings yesterday. Now, to file for Crookston City Council or Mayor, go to Crookston City Hall between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. The cost is $2. You can file through August 16th at 5 o'clock. That's the final day of filing. City Hall is open until 5 o'clock. Well, Senator Kevin Cramer blocking Department of Homeland Security nominees because of an immigration case in North Dakota. A family is separated after the mother, a Canadian, inadvertently overstayed her visa. Now, she's been barred from entering the U.S. for 10 years. Cramer says the woman received poor advice during the COVID pandemic, which led her to remain in Canada. He says the family continues to comply with every unnecessary request our government has thrown at them for more information. Cramer thinks the Biden administration is wrong for allowing this to happen on the northern border while thousands of people enter the country illegally through the southern border. I want to talk a little bit about Moe's Cafe. They got that brand new menu coming next week, and starting at next week, they're going to be opening at 7 o'clock today. What a great sit-down takeout diner here in the Grand Cities Mall. They've got incredible breakfast. Also, they've got their Moe's Daily Dish that you can check out. They're open weekends, too, and they've got gluten-free choices. And you also get a discount for the military. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., weekends from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're at 1726 South Washington Street in Grand Forks, or Suite 31 here, right in the Grand Cities Mall. Moe's Cafe, check it out. You're going to love it. Well, Xcel Energy yesterday proposed increasing the number of electric vehicle charging stations across Minnesota and Wisconsin as part of their goal to reach zero carbon transportation. The proposal would add about 750 high-speed charging stations and 1,500 charging ports total around the region by 2026. Now, Xcel says it'll work with communities interested in charging stations, particularly along interstates and highways. Its plan includes also a program that would work with local electricians to install home chargers to help meet consumer needs as electric vehicles become more and more popular. Finally, in the sports from last night, Major League Baseball, Twins lost last night to the Tigers 5-3. They host Detroit again this afternoon at 12:10. Forks Karting Association racing again tonight at 7. Go check it out if you haven't. It's going to be a blast out there. And another thing you might want to check out, Red River Valley Catfish League will have their last event of the year tonight at LaFave Park. Fishing starts at 6 and they go until 9 o'clock tonight. Well, that's your morning update with special thanks to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. Same with an oil change. You know what? Stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most oil changes are done in about 15 minutes. And they also do tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries. And included in that oil change, they're going to top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, and cabin air filter. You also get discounts for fleets in the military, and they can text and email invoices and coupons. Mention Grand Forks Best Source. Get $10 off your oil change. Tell you what, they're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and deliveries available in Grand Forks, too. It's Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street. You can call them up 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, your Berkshire Hathaway podcast is coming up at 10. At 11, we're going to talk to Scott and Scott from Integrity Fundraisers about some exciting new things coming up. Everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean, too. It could win you some pretty cool stuff. Hey, Grand Forks, it's an awesome place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.